Hi, and welcome to I Can Become. My name is Mateo, and I'm 10 years old. I live in St. John's, Oregon. I like to play basketball, ride my bike, and especially do ballet. When I grow up, I want to be a professional ballet dancer. I really want to know more about becoming a ballet dancer. So my friends at ICAN Radio have arranged for me to talk to Ben Youngstone, a professional ballet dancer at Oregon Ballet Theater. I want to ask Ben some things about becoming a ballet dancer. So let's get right into the interview. Hi, it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you too, Mateo. How are you doing today?
Good.
Glad to hear it.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
So when I was a kid, there were a lot of different things that I was excited about the possibility of becoming. But when I was around middle school, I'd say I started getting really interested in being a dancer, which is where that passion took off for me a little bit. And I remember watching dance videos as a kid and being really excited about the possibility of being out on stage professionally one day.
What's it like being a ballet dancer?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, too. It's very tiring, and you're in the studio and you're really working hard, but it's super rewarding at the same time when you see all of that work pay off, when you get to take the stage and you get to see that that experience that you get to give to the audience members. It's really rewarding to have that, and especially to talk with people like you who have been in the audience, so you can get more of a personal understanding of how all of that hard work can pay off.
How old were you when you knew you wanted to become a dancer?
That's a good question. I took my very first dance class when I was in fourth grade, but it was a very, very basic kind of jazz outreach exercise style dance. So I didn't start taking ballet until I was in eighth grade.
What are some skills you need to become a ballet dancer?
There's a lot of skills that you need. I think two of the biggest ones are focus and determination, because there's so much detail in ballet. When we see people perform, I feel like the audience picks up a lot of times on the big things that you do, but there's so much detail that goes into it. I remember when I was training at the Nutmeg Conservatory, they have a big sign on the wall of their main studio that just says details. And it's really that focus on the little things that's so important, just making sure that you're picking up on everything that the choreographer or whoever's leading your rehearsal is putting down. And it's also the determination to really keep going, because just like anything else, dance is really challenging.
What is something I should focus on at school to become a good dancer and performer?
I think one thing that is important is really just enjoying the movement. I think that's really important to hold on to as you're going into the classes, and you start, as you get older, you get into the nitty-gritty of dance and all of those little things to focus on, that still being able to walk into the studio and remember, hey, it's really cool that I get to do this every day, is really important.
What has been your favorite moment as a dancer?
I think there have been a lot of really cool moments of as a dancer that I've gotten to experience. One on stage that I think about a lot was a piece that we performed last year with Oregon Ballet Theater, which was Christopher Bruce's Hush, which is a really cool contemporary dance piece. It's about 25 minutes long, and it's about a family of traveling circus artists. We have our faces painted white, and the music is this very fun Bobby McFerrin score. And you get to stay on stage the whole time, which you don't usually get to do. And I really loved the movement elements of it. But it was also really cool that when my solo or my duet was over, I got to go sit at the back and watch these people in my metaphorical family just be on stage performing. And it was really cool getting to both do something that I loved doing and also get to be a part of watching somebody else doing what they love to do. And that kind of feedback was really, really cool.
What's the hardest part about being a ballet dancer?
The hardest part about being a ballet dancer. I think it's kind of just the physicality of it. You know, it's being a ballet dancer is a lot like being an athlete. And a lot of times you go home at the end of the day and your body is really tired. You have sore muscles. You have injuries that you'll experience from time to time. And it's really just being mentally strong and making sure that you can have the patience and the perseverance to rehab those things that you're going through and to do what you need to do for your body to recover.
Oh, what do you do to recover from a performance?
After performances, I definitely rest a lot. That is for sure. I rest, I stretch out, you ice the things that are sore, you roll out your muscles. And at the same time, it is good to get the blood flowing a little bit still. So I think it's always good to go on just a little bit of a walk, go to the gym, just do a little light something, and to eat really well. It's really good to make sure that we're getting lots of nutrients and lots of good food as well to make sure that we're recovering as well as hydrating a ton. Lots of water is important.
If you weren't a ballet dancer, what would you be?
I was always really interested in the arts when I was a kid. I think whether it was going to the movies or taking a painting class or dancing, that was something I was always excited about. And I remember I went to an arts magnet high school in Richmond, Virginia, where I grew up, and you had to apply to it in one particular discipline. And I remember it feeling like a hard choice for me between visual arts, drawing, or going for dance. So I think that if I had made another decision, I would probably have gone down the path of being more of a visual artist, and maybe something like a graphic designer would be really cool.
What is something you wish you knew about being a ballet dancer when you were a kid?
That's a good question. I think that I wish when I was younger that I would have wanted to know that being a good ballet dancer is really a lot like being a good teammate. That a lot of times we see dance performances and we see this big giant solo that somebody's performing. But really, a lot of what most people do in ballet companies, and myself as well as a core member, is working together with other people. You know, you have to be a part of an ensemble of dancers who are all doing the same thing. And you have to be really aware of your spatial awareness, and you have to be a really good partner, and you have to be really receptive to feedback from choreographers. And while we're always focusing on getting ourselves to be the best dancers we can, that it's just as important to make sure that we are existing as part of a larger organism of the company, and that we're all doing things together in unison and supporting each other to create the best possible show.
What do you like about dancing with Oregon Ballet Theater?
I think it's a really wonderful place to dance. I think that probably my favorite part about dancing with OBT is my coworkers, really. Ballet dancers often come from a lot of different places. We do have a few Oregonians in the company, but a lot of us come from very different places. I'm from Virginia, and we have dancers from as far away as Brazil and South Korea. And it's really cool getting to build your own little community inside of the company and getting to know all of these really talented dancers who have been studying the same thing as you their whole lives, but come at the art from a completely different cultural angle. And there's so much that you can learn from each other and grow together and build connections with.
What was it like being a young boy who wanted to become a ballet dancer?
It can be challenging at times because I think there is a little bit of a stereotype sometimes that young boys should do careers or have interests that are stereotypically masculine. But at the same time, it's really freeing to let some of those expectations go and just do the things that are exciting to you and that bring you joy. So I think that I held it back a little bit more than maybe I could have, because I think that even if there had been some more negative comments, that I wish I could have shared with those people what it was like to be dancing, and that it's okay to follow your interests, and that maybe those people who might have seen it as less than could have actually learned something from it.
What has been your favorite performance so far?
I think the one that I was talking about last year, Hush, was a really great performance to be a part of. There was one time when I was living and dancing in Denver that I was actually invited to do a performance art evening at an art gallery, Leon Gallery in Denver, which was really cool. So I enlisted my good friend Henry McCall, and together the two of us created this performance art evening with some spoken poetry, some video projections, and some improvisational dance phrases that we created. And it was really cool getting to make something that was completely ours and to perform it in such an intimate space in front of people. So that's something else that I think about a lot that was really rewarding.
Is there anything you haven't performed that you'd love to perform?
Oh my gosh, there's so much that I would love to perform. I think that there are just so many incredible dance makers in the world. I think that it would be impossible for anyone to dance all of the things that they would like to. You know, there are the concert dance choreographers that I look up to a lot, people like Ohad Naharin or William Forsythe. Those works, I think, are really incredible. But at the same time, there's all sorts of commercial dance choreographers, too, who create music videos or fashion shows or things. And it's just such an incredibly broad and diverse world, the dance world, that, there's so many things that I would love to do.
What's your best advice for me?
My biggest advice for you would be to just keep going, keep doing what you're doing, keep learning and growing, and just keep remembering why you dance on those harder days. That just remember that dance is fun for you and it should be fun for the audience to enjoy.
Do you have any questions for me?
Mateo, how is your new school year going? Do you have some new dance classes that you're taking?
In level 2A, a new thing for me is contemporary, and then my school year for school. I like it so far.
I'm glad to hear it. Are you enjoying your contemporary classes?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah, I think it's really good to have a versatile and well-rounded portfolio of dance classes, so I'm glad that you're getting to experience a little bit of that.
I've also just kind of been taking another boys class on Saturday, and then I have a break, and then I'll go to rehearsals for Nutcracker.
That's great. Are you excited about being in the Nutcracker this year?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to it too. It'll be fun to share the stage again together.
Thank you for coming on to the show. It's been really nice talking to you.
It's been really nice talking to you too, Mateo. So I think you already know this, but Maird is something that we say in the dance world as a way of saying good luck. So I just want to say Maird to you for the upcoming Nutcracker season.
I've also wanted to say this too. Maird for making Swan Lake, and I hope you do really well on your Swan Lake performance.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Mateo. Today I've learned that I can be proud of being a young boy who is a ballet dancer, because it shows people what ballet means to me, and they can learn something too. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at ICANN? Just visit icannradio.org and let them know, and maybe you can interview someone cool, just like I did. I want to thank my guest, Ben Youngstone, for coming onto the show. Because of you, I now know I can become a ballet dancer. Next week on I Can Become, Gabe finds out what it takes to become an astronaut. Blast off over to icannradio.org to find out more.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.
Today on Maestro Classics is A Soldier's Tale by Russian composer Igor Stravinsky. Let's get into the mood with this March of the Tin Soldiers. Tin Hut! March of the Tin Soldiers. You're listening to ICAN, and this is Maestro Classics.